Who's that pitcher that pitched a no-hitter in the World Series?
Yeah, on acid. Yeah.
Who was that?
He wasn't in the World Series, but it was... he was from Boston.
It was. He said, I could tell the ball right where to go, even after it left my hand.
Oh, yeah. That's heavy duty. I never heard of that before.
So here's my summer. So my summer of 1969. So after Dr. King got shot, we lived with 174 13th Street, which was the Gorilla Theater House, which backed up to the Bird House. It was on 13th. It's under that whole Alliance Theater parking deck now.
Right.
But so we were close. The King family, sometimes they would, so Jim Carrey's, he would sometimes end up with Marty. That, like, Marty is now like this bald-headed guy. It makes me feel really old, but he was like this, I'm older than him. And he's like this 12-year-old kid, Marty Jr. And his father had just gotten gunned down in Memphis, like about 2 months before, you know. And so Jim was supposed to be watching him because Coretta had to go do something. And then Jim had to go do something. So then all of a sudden me and Kathy were stuck with Marty. You know, so take him, so I said, okay, let's go. So we go walking down to Piedmont Park, you know, walking down 13th Street, we're just going to go. And about halfway down, these kids are playing like kind of a stickball game on 13th Street. I said, come on, let's go play with them. They said, we ain't playing with no nigger.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, what? You can't say, you know, I didn't say who it was, you know.
Yeah.
So I said, don't talk like that, man. You can't say shit like that, you know. And then this like 6'8" redneck father comes out the door.
He's not talking anywhere I want.
He said, don't talk to my boys like that.
Oh, God.
That worked out all right. So that was like in May or something. But then we moved to San Francisco, Kathy and I, and we took this apartment. We took this, got in this house with the people who had left the Olin Polly Ranch in Nevada, where the Grateful Dead had just been kicked out because two kids downed in the swimming pool. And so we were living with them. And so then Garcia would bring his daughter by. And so we ended up babysitting her. So in the space of 6 months, we went from babysitting Dr. King's kid to babysitting Jerry's sister's kid.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. That sort of encapsulates a lot of, you know, that
you could
time.
It could only be in Atlanta.
It only could have happened in the 60s.
Only from Atlanta to San Francisco could you have done that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So we went with this guy, Magic Jack, and Sheila.